Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solving these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord clears it up for you. I pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that the Lord helps your mental health and fixes it and restores it. And I just pray that you keep seeking the Lord daily, nightly. You're in the word, you're living by the word, you're being a doer of the word. I pray that we all had a blessed day today, amen, getting through the week. And if you didn't have the best day today, I pray that better days come your way, in Jesus name, amen. Yes, y'all, greetings family, shalom, body of Christ, welcome everybody. Thank you all for listening and supporting. I appreciate you all heavily. Yes, y'all. Oh, y'all, man, I really love you all. I'm praying for you all. And let's all pray for each other, uplift each other, encourage each other, and correct one another, you know, in Jesus' name, all right? Yes, y'all. All tribes, all nations, all languages, all peoples, all tongues, all four corners of the earth, all faces, all races, whether you're an Israelite or a Gentile, whether you're chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us all gather in fellowship. Amen. Let us always come together for God and his glory, his presence, and let us always put the kingdom of heaven first for all of our days, for the rest of our lives. Amen. Yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God with all of our mind, heart, and soul. Let us love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Let us obey the law, stretch the commandments, and obey the gospel. Let us know the Lord better. Let us do Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives. And let us keep working hard for the kingdom of heaven until Jesus come back. Amen. Let us put our hands to the plow and be fervent and diligent forever. In these end days, in these last times, a lot of people need prayer, deliverance, repentance, baptism, restoration, healing. They need all of it. Amen. So let us give true gospel. Let us give sound doctrine forever. Amen. So, yes, y'all. Today's message is going to continue the Bible reading series. We are on still the book of First Chronicles. All right. We finished off at chapter 11 last night. So we're going to read First Chronicles chapter 12 and onward. And then we'll close out with the priestly blessing, giving God and his son all the praise, honor, glory forever. And then close out with the priestly blessing as well. Amen. All right, y'all. So let's get to it. First Chronicles chapter 12. Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag while he yet kept himself close because of Saul, the son of Kish. And they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. They were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. The chief was Ahizer, then Joash, the sons of Shimei, the Gibbethite, and Jaziel, and Pelet, the sons of Azmaveth, and Barakah, and Jehu, the Antathite. And Ishmael, the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30 and over the 30, and Jeremiah, and Jahaziel, and Jehanan, and Josabad, and Gedarathite, Ahuzai, and Jeremoth, and Belia, and Shemaria, and Shephatiah, the Harophite, Elkanah, and Josiah, and Azarel, and Joezer, and Jashabim, the Korhites, and Jolah, and Zebadiah, the sons of Jeroham of Gedor, and of the Gedites, there separate themselves unto David, to the hold of the wilderness men of might, and men of war fit for the battle, that could handle shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as the roes upon the mountains. Ezer the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Jahanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Machbaniah the 11th. These were of the sons of Gad, captains of the host. One of the least was over 100, and the greatest over 1,000. These are they that went over Jordan in the first month, when it had overflown all his banks, and they put to flight all of the valleys, both toward the east and toward the west. And there came to the children of Benjamin and Judah to hold unto David. And David went out to meet them, and answered and said unto them, If ye be come peaceably unto me to help me, my heart shall be knit unto you. But if ye be come to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there is no wrong in my hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. Then the spirit came upon Amasai, who was chief of the captains, and he said, Thine are we, David, and on thy side. Thou son of Jesse, peace be unto thee, and peace be to thine helpers, for thy God helpeth thee. Then David received them and made them captains of the band. And there fell some of Manasseh to David, when he came with the Philistines against Saul to battle, but they helped them not, for the Lord of the Philistines upon advisement sent him away, saying, He will fall to his master Saul to the jeopardy of our heads. As he went to Ziklag, there fell to him of Manasseh Adnah and Jozabad and Jediel and Michael and Jozabad and Elihu and Zithai, captains of the thousands that were of Manasseh. And they helped David against the band of the rovers, for they were all mighty men of valor and were captains in the host. For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him, until it was a great host, like the host of God. And these are the numbers of the bands that were ready armed to the war, and came to David to Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Saul to him according to the word of the Lord. The children of Judah that bare shield and spear were 6,800, ready armed to the war. Of the children of Simeon, mighty men of valor for the war, 7,100. Of the children of Levi, 4,600, and Jehoiada was the leader of the Aaronites, and with him were 3,700, and Zadok, a young mighty of valor, and of his father's house, 22 captains. And of the children of Benjamin, the kindred of Saul, 3,000, for hitherto the greatest part of them had kept the word of the house of Saul. And of the children of Ephraim, 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous throughout the house of their fathers. And of the half tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, which were expressed by name, to come and make David king. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank, they were not of double heart. And of Naphtali, 1,000 captains, and with them, with shield and spear, 37,000. And of the Danites, expert in war, 28,600. And of Asher, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, 40,000. And on the other side of Jordan, of the Reubenites and the Gadites, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, with all manner of instruments of war for the battle, and 120,000. All these men of war that could keep rank came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. And there they were with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover, they that were nigh them, even unto Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought bread on asses and on camels and on mules and on oxen, and meat, meal, cakes of figs and bunches of raisins and wine and oil and oxen and sheep abundantly, for there was joy in Israel. That's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 12 reading. Now we will go into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 13 reading, all right? 1 Chronicles chapter 13, here we go. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader. And David said unto all the congregation of Israel, if it seem good unto you, and that it be of the Lord our God, let us send abroad unto our brethren everywhere that are left in all the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites which are in their cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we inquired not at in the days of Saul. And all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David gathered all Israel together from Shehor of Egypt, even unto the entering of Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kirjath-Jearim. And David went up and all Israel to Baalah, that is to Kirjath-Jearim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up thence the ark of the Lord, the ark of God the Lord, that dwelleth between the cherubims, whose name is called on it. And they carried the ark of God in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drave the cart. And David and all Israel played before God with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came into the threshing floor of Shaddon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him because he put his hand to the ark, and there he died before God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah, wherefore that place is called Peruzzah to this day. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, how shall I bring the ark of God home to me? So David brought not the ark of home to himself to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. So that's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 13 reading. Now we're going to go into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 14 reading. All right. 1 Chronicles chapter 14. Here we go. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messages to David in timber of cedars with masons and carpenters to build him a house. And David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel, for his kingdom was lifted up on high because of his people Israel. And David took more wives at Jerusalem, and David begot more sons and daughters. Now these are the names of his children which he had in Jerusalem: Shammua and Shabab, Nathan and Solomon, and Ibhar, and Elishua, and Elpalet, and Noga, and Nepheg, and Japhia, and Elishama, and Beliada, and Eliphelet. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David, and David heard of it and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines, and wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto him, go up, for I will deliver them into thy hand. So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by mine hand, like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said unto him, go not up after them. Turn away from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And it shall be, when thou shalt hear a sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out up to the battle. For God has gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. David therefore did as God commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. That's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 14 reading. Now we will go into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 15 reading, all right? 1 Chronicles chapter 15, here we go. And David made him houses in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of God, and pitched for it in a tent. And David said, none ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites, For them hath the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God and to minister unto him forever. And David gathered all Israel together to Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord into his place, which he had prepared for it. And David assembled the children of Aaron and the Levites of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and his brethren, and 120 of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief and his brethren, 220 of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief and his brethren, at 130 of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemiah the chief and his brethren, 200 of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief and his brethren, 80 of the sons of Uziel, Aminadab the chief and his brethren, 112. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar, the priest, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, and Joel, Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Aminadab, and said unto them, ye are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel into the place that I have prepared for it. For because ye did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. And the children of the Levites bear the ark of God upon their shoulders with the staves thereon, as Moses commanded, according to the word of the Lord. And David spake to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers, with instruments of music, psalteries and harps and cymbals, sounding by lifting up the voice with joy. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and of his brethren, Asaph, the son of Berishia, and of the sons of Merari, their brethren, Ethan, the son of Kishiah, and with them their brethren of the second degree, Zechariah, Ben, and Jaziel, Jazio and Shemiramoth and Jehiel and Ani, Eliab and Benaiah and Messiah and Matithia and Eliphale and Micnea. And Obed Edom and Jael, the porters. So the singers Heman, Asaph, and Ethan were appointed to sound with cymbals of brass. Bear with me, y'all. Excuse me for mispronouncing the names. And Zechariah and Aziel and Shemiramoth and Jehiel and Uni and Eliab and Messiah. And Benaiah with psalteries on Elamoth and Matithia and Eliphale and Micnea and Obed Edom and Jael and Azaziah with harps on the Sheminth to excel. And Shanania, chief of the Levites, was for a song. He instructed about the song because he was skillful. And Bereshia and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark. And Shabania and Jehoshaphat and Nathaniel and Amasai and Zechariah and Benaiah and Elizur, the priest, did blow the trumpets before the ark of God, and Obed-Edom and Jehiah were doorkeepers of the ark. So David and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the thousands. out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And it came to pass, when God helped the Levites that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that bear the ark, and the singers, and Shenaniah, the master of the song with the singers. David also had upon him an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting, and with sound of the cornet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps. And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looking out of a window, saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. Ain't that something? So that's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 15 reading. Now we're going to get into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 16 reading, all right? 1 Chronicles chapter 16, here we go. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and next to him, Zechariah, Jael, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Mattithiah, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jael, with psalteries and with harps, but Asaph made a sound with cymbals. Benaiah also, and Jehaziel, the priest, with trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day, David delivered first his psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac, and hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee, I will give the land of Canaan the lot of your inheritance when ye were but a few, even a few and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation, declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations, for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. All right, now. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stabled, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. And let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, let the fields rejoice and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God, out of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said amen and praised the Lord. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the ark continually, as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with their brethren 80. Obed-Edom, also the son of Jeduthun and Hosah, to be porters, and Zadok the priest and his brethren the priest before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord upon the altar of the burnt offering continually morning and evening, and to do according to all that is written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded Israel. And with them Haman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. And with them Haman and Jeduthun, with trumpets and cymbals for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God. And the sons Jeduthun were porters. And all the people departed every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. That's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 16. A beautiful song David wrote there. Amen. So now we're going to go into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 17, all right? First Chronicles 17, here we go. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, Lo, I dwell in an house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remaineth under curtains. Then Nathan said unto David, Do all that is in thine heart, for God is with thee. And it came to pass the same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell David my servant, Thus saith the Lord, Thou shalt not build me an house to dwell in. For I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another. Wheresoever I have walked with all Israel, spake I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have ye not built me an house of cedars? Now therefore thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with thee whithersoever thou hast walked, and have cut off all thy enemies from before thee, and have made thee a name like the name of the great men that are in the earth. Also I will ordain a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and they shall dwell in their place, and shall be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness waste them any more, as at the beginning. And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies. Furthermore, I tell thee that the Lord will build thee an house. And it shall come to pass, when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with my fathers, that I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me an house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. Excuse me. And I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it from him that was before thee. But I will settle him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forevermore. According to all these words, and David, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. And David the king came and sat before the Lord and said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is mine house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And yet this was a small thing in thy eyes, O God, for thou hast also spoken of thy servant's house for a great while to come, and hast regarded me according to the estate of a man of high degree, O Lord God. What can David speak more to thee for the honor of thy servant? For thou knowest thy servant. O Lord, for thy servant's sake, and according to thy own heart, hast thou done all this greatness, and making known all these great things? O Lord, there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears, and what one nation in the earth is like thy people Israel, whom God went to redeem to be his own people, to make thee a name of greatness and terribleness, and by driving out nations from before thy people, whom thou hast redeemest, who hast redeemed out of Egypt. For thy people Israel didst thou make thy own people forever, and thou, Lord, became their God. Therefore now, Lord, let the thing that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house be established forever, and do as thou hast said. Let it even be established that thy name may be magnified forever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel, even a God to Israel, and let the house of David, thy servant, be established before thee. For thou, O my God, hast told thy servant that thou wilt build him a house. Therefore thy servant hath found in his heart to pray before thee. And now, Lord, thou art God, and hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Now therefore let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may be before thee forever. For thou blessest, O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever. That's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 17 reading. Now we're going to go into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 18 reading. All right. 1 Chronicles chapter 18. Here we go. Now after this, it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them, and took Gath and her towns out of the hand of the Philistines. And he smote Moab, and the Moabites became David's servants, and brought gifts. And David smote Hadarezer, king of Zobah, unto Hamath, as he went to establish his dominion by the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,000 chariots and 7,000 horsemen and 20,000 footmen. David also halved all the chariot horses, but reserved of them 100 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadarezer, king of Zobah, David slew of the Syrians 2,000 and 20,000 men. Then David put garrisons in Syria, Damascus, and the Syrians became David's servants and brought gifts. Thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. And David took the shields of gold that were on the servants of Hadarezer and brought them to Jerusalem. Likewise, from Tibhath and from Shun, cities of Hadarezer, brought David very much brass, wherewith Solomon made the brazen sea and the pillars and the vessels of brass. Now when Tou, king of Hamath, heard how David had smitten all the host of Hadarezer, king of Zobah, he sent Hadoram, his son, to King David to inquire of his welfare and to congratulate him because he had fought against Hadarezer and smitten him. For Hadarezer had war with Tou and with him all manner of vessels of gold and silver and brass. Them also King David dedicated to the Lord with the silver and the gold that he brought from these nations, from Edom and from Moab and from the children of Ammon and from the Philistines and from Amalek. Moreover, Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, slew of the Edomites in the valley of Salt 18,000. And he put garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became David's servants. Thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. So David reigned over all Israel and executed judgment and justice among all his people. And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was over the host, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, recorder, and Zadok, the son of Ahitub, and Abimelech, the son of Abiathar, were the priest, and Shavsha was scribe. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the Cherethites, and the Pelethites, and the sons of David were chief about the king. So that's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 18 reading. Now we're going to go into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 19 reading. All right. 1 Chronicles chapter 19. Here we go. Now it came to pass after this that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, died, and his son reigned in his stead. And David said, I will show kindness unto Hanun, the son of Nahash, because his father showed kindness to me. And David sent messages to comfort him concerning his father. So the servants of David came into the land of the children of Ammon to Hanun to comfort him. But the princes of the children of Ammon said unto Hanun, thinkest thou David doth honor thy father, that he hath sent comforters unto thee? Are not his servants come unto thee for to search and to overthrow and to spy out the land? Wherefore Hanun took David's servants and shaved them and cut off their garments in the midst hard by their buttocks and sent them away. Then there went certain and told David how the men were served, and he sent to meet them, for the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, tarry at Jericho until your beards be grown and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they had made themselves odious to David, Hanun and the children of Ammon sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire them chariots and horsemen out of Mesopotamia, and out of Syria, Mecha, and out of Zobah. So they hired 32,000 chariots, and the king of Mecha and his people who came and pitched before Medeba, and the children of Ammon gathered themselves together from their cities and came to battle. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the host of the mighty men. And the children of Ammon came out and put the battle in array before the gate of the city, and the kings that were come were by themselves in the field. Now when Joab saw that the battle was set against him before and behind, he chose out of all the choice of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abishai, his brother, and they set themselves in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, if the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, then I will help thee. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our God, and let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. So Joab and the people that were with him drew nigh before the Syrians into the battle, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fled, they likewise fled before Abishai his brother and entered into the city. Then Joab came to Jerusalem. And when the Syrians saw that they were put to the worse before Israel, they sent messengers and drew forth the Syrians that were beyond the river. And Shapach, the son, the captain of the host of Hadarezer, went before them, and it was told David, and he gathered all Israel and passed over Jordan and came upon them and set the battle in array against them. So when David had put the battle in array against the Syrians, they fought with him. But the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew of the Syrians 7,000 men which fought in chariots and 40,000 footmen, and killed Shapach, the captain of the host. And when the servants of Hadarezer saw that they were put to the worst before Israel, they made peace with David and became his servants. Neither would the Syrians help the children of Ammon anymore. That's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 19 reading. Now we're going to continue with the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 20 reading, all right? The book of 1 Chronicles chapter 20, here we go. And it came to pass that after the year was expired, at the time that kings go out to battle, Joab led forth the power of the army and wasted the country of the children of Ammon, and came besieged Rabbah. But David tarried at Jerusalem, and Joab smote Rabbah and destroyed it. And David took the crown of the king from off his head, and found it to weigh a talent of gold, and there were precious stones in it, and it was set upon David's head, and he brought also exceeding much spoil out of the city. And he brought out the people that were in it, and cut them with saws and with harrows of iron and with axes. Even so dealt David with all the cities of the children of Ammon, and David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass after this that there arose war at Gezer with the Philistines, at which time Sibekai the Hushathite slew Sipai that was of the children of the giant, and they were subdued. And there was war again with the Philistines, and Elhanan, the son of Jair, slew Lami, the brother of Goliath, the Gittite, whose spear staff was like a weaver's beam. And yet again there was war at Gath, where was a man of great stature, whose fingers and toes were 24, six on each hand and six on each foot. And he also was the son of a giant. But when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother, slew him. These were born unto the giant in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of the servants. All right. So that's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 20 reading. All right. Now we're going to go into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 21. Here we go. All right. 1 Chronicles 21. And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, go number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me, that I may know it. And Joab answered, the Lord make his people 100 times so many more as they be. But my lord the king, are they not all my lord's servants? Why then doth the Lord inquire this thing? Why will he be a cause of trespass to Israel? Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. Wherefore Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came to Jerusalem. And Joab gave the sum of the number of the people to David. And all they of Israel were 1,000,000 and 100,000 men that drew sword. And Judah was 403 and 10,000 men that drew sword. But Levi and Benjamin counted he not among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. And God was displeased with this thing, therefore he smote Israel. And David said unto God, I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing, but now I beseech thee, do away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. And the Lord spake unto Gad, David's seer, saying, go and tell David, saying, thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things, choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, choose thee. Either 3 years famine or 3 months to be destroyed before thy foes, while that the sword of thy enemies overtaketh thee, or else 3 days, the sword of the Lord, even the pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the coast of Israel. Now therefore advise thyself what word I shall bring again to him that sent me. And David said unto Gad, I am in great strait. Let me fall now to the hand of the Lord, for very great are his mercies, but let me not fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent pestilence upon Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. And God sent an angel unto Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was destroying, the Lord beheld and repented him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed, it is enough. Stay now thy hand. And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Arnon the Jebusite. And David lifted up his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord stand between the earth and the heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand, stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders of Israel, who were clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces. And David said unto God, Is it not I that commanded the people to be numbered? Even I, it is that have sinned and done evil indeed. But as for these sheep, what have they done? Let thy hand, I pray thee, O Lord my God, be on me and on my father's house, but not on thy people, that they should be plagued. Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go up and set up an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David went up at the saying of Gad, which he spake in the name of the Lord. And Ornan turned back and saw the angel and his four sons with him hid themselves. Now Ornan was threshing wheat. And as David came to Ornan looked and saw David and went out of the threshing floor and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, grant me the place of this threshing floor that I may build an altar therein unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant it me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Ornan said unto David, take it to thee, and let my lord the king do that which is good in his eyes. Lo, I give thee the oxen also for burnt offerings, and the threshing instruments for wood, and the wheat for the meat offering, I give it all. And King David said unto Ornan, nay, but I will verily buy it for the full price, for I will not take that which is thine for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings without cost. So David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called upon the Lord. And he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of the burnt offering. And the Lord commanded the angel, and he put up his sword again into the sheath thereof. At that time, when David saw that the Lord had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there for the tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses made in the wilderness, and the altar of the burnt offering were at the season in the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of God, for he was afraid because of the sword of the angel of the Lord. So that's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 21 reading. And it starts off with saying Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. So that's a crazy thing right there. All right. So that's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 21 reading. Now we're going to get into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 22. All right. 1 Chronicles chapter 22. Here we go. All right, 1 Chronicles chapter 22. Then David said, this is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of the burnt offering up for Israel. And David commanded to gather together the strangers that were in the land of Israel. And he set masons to hew out stones to build the house of God. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails, for the doors of the gates, and for the joinings, and brass in abundance without weight. Also cedar trees in abundance for the Zidonians, and they of Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. And David said, Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, of fame and of glory throughout all countries. I will therefore now make preparation for it. So David prepared abundantly before his death. Then he called for Solomon, his son, and charged him to build a house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, my son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house unto the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, thou hast shed blood abundantly and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build a house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about. For his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. He shall build an house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, the Lord be with thee, and prosper thou, and build the house of the Lord thy God, as he hath said of thee. Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Then shall prosper. Then shall thou pro- shall then shalt thou prosper. If thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel, be strong and of good courage, dread not, nor be dismayed. Now behold, in my trouble I have prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, and 1,000,000 talents of silver, and of brass, and iron without weight, for it is in abundance. Timber also and stone have I prepared, and thou mayest add thereto. Moreover, there are workmen with thee in abundance, hewers and workers of stone and timber, and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work. Of the gold, the silver, and the brass, and the iron, there is no number. Arise therefore and be doing, and the Lord be with thee. David also commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, Is not the Lord your God with you? And hath he not given you rest on every side? For he hath given the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise therefore, and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord. So that's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 22 reading. Now we're going to go to the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 23 reading. 1 Chronicles 23, here we go. So when David was old and full of days, he made Solomon his son king over Israel. And he gathered together all the princes of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward. And their number by their poles, man by man, was 38,000. Of which 24,000 were to set forward the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David to praise therewith. And David divided them into courses among the sons of Levi, namely Gershon, Kahath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites were Ladan and Shammai. The sons of Ladan, the chief was Jehiel, and Zatham, and Joel, the sons of Shammai, Shelemith, and Haziel, and Haran, three. These were the chief of the fathers of Ladan, and the sons of Shammai were Jahath, Zanah, and Jeush, and Beriah. These four were the sons of Shammai. And Jahath was the chief, and Zazah the second, but Jeush and Beriah had not many sons. Therefore they were in one reckoning according to their father's house. The sons of Kahath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, four. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses, and Aaron was separated that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name forever. Now concerning Moses, the man of God, his sons were named of the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershom and Eliezer. Of the sons of Gershom, Shebuel was the chief, and the sons of Eliezer were Rehabiah the chief, and Eliezer had none other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. Of the sons of Izhar, Shelemith the chief. Of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah. The first, Amariah, the second, Jehaziel, the third, and Jekamim, the fourth. Of the sons of Uziel, Micah, the first, and Josiah, the second. The sons of Merari, Malai and Mashai. The sons of Malai, Eleazar, and Kish. And Eleazar died and had no sons, but daughters and their brethren, the sons of Kish, took them. The sons of Mashai, Mashi, Mali, and Adur, and Jeremiah, three. These were the sons of Levi after the house of their fathers, even the chief of the fathers, as they counted by number of names by their poles, that did the work of the service of the house of the Lord, from the age of 20 years and upward. For David said, The Lord God of Israel hath given rest unto his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever. And also to the Levites, they shall no more carry the tabernacle for any vessels of it for the service thereof. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above. Behold, their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God. both for the showbread and for the fine flour for meat offering and for the unleavened cakes and for that which is baked in the pan and for that which is fried and for all manner of measure and size, and to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at evening, and to offer all burnt sacrifices unto the Lord in the Sabbaths and in the new moons and on the set feast by number according to the order commanded unto them continually before the Lord, and that they should keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation and the charge of the holy place and the charge of the sons of Aaron their brethren in the service of the house of the Lord. All right, so that's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 23 reading. Now we're going to go into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 24 reading. All right, 1 Chronicles chapter 24, here we go. Now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore, Eleazar and Ithamar executed the priest's office. And David distributed them, both Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, according to their offices in their service. And there were more chief men found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar. And thus they were divided among the sons of Eleazar. They were 16 chief men of the house of their fathers, and 8 men, and 8 among the sons of Ithamar, according to the house of their fathers. Thus were they divided by lot, one sort with another, for the governors of the sanctuary and governors of the house of God were of the sons of Eleazar, and of the sons of Ithamar, and Shemaiah, the son of Nethaneel, the scribe, one of the Levites, wrote them before the king and the princes, and Zadok the priest, and Ahimelech the son of Abiathar, and before the chief of the fathers of the priests and Levites, one principal household being taken for Eleazar and one taken for Ithamar. Now the first lot came forth to Jehoiarib, the second to Jediah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Serim, the fifth to Malkijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh of Hakaz, second to Hakaz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shekaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Hapah, the 14th to Jeshabib, the 15th to Bagah, the 16th to Emir, the 17th to Hazer, the 18th to Afses, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jehezekel, the 1 and 20th to Jeshin, the 2 and 20th to Garmai, the 3 and 20th to Deliah, the 4th and Deliah, and the 20th to Messiah. These were the orderings of them in their service to come into the house of the Lord, according to their manner, under Aaron their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And the rest of the sons of Levi were these: of the sons of Amram, Shubael; of the sons of Shubael, Jedaiah, concerning Rehabiah; of the sons of Rehabiah, the first was Asihiah; of the Izharites, Shelemoth, the sons of Shelemoth, Jahath, and the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jekamim the fourth, of the sons of Uziel, Makai, of the sons of Makai, Shemer, the brother of Makai, was Ashiah, of the sons of Ashiah, Zechariah, the sons of Merari were Mali and Mashi. The sons of Jaziah, Beno, and the sons of Merari by Jaziah, Beno, and Shaham, and Zakur, and Ibri. Of Mali came Eleazar, who had no sons. Concerning Kish, the son of Kish was Jeramil, the sons also of Mashi, Mali, and Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of Levites. These were the sons of the Levites after the house of their fathers. These likewise cast lots over against their brethren, the sons of Aaron, in the presence of David and the king, and Zadok and Ahimelech, and the chief of the fathers of the priests and Levites, even the principal fathers over against their younger brethren. So that's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 24 reading. Now we're going to get into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 25 reading, all right? The book of 1 Chronicles chapter 25, here we go. Moreover, David and the captains of the host separated to service of the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, with psalteries, and with cymbals. And the number of the workmen according to their service was of the sons of Asaph, Zakur, and Joseph, and Nethaniah, and Asarilah, the sons of Asaph, under the hands of Asaph, were prophesied according to the order of the king. And Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, and Zeri, and Jeshiah, and Hashabiah, and Matithiah, six under the hands of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with a harp to give thanks and praise to the Lord. Of Haman, the sons of Haman, Bekiah, Mataniah, Uziel, Shebuel, and Jeremoth, Hanani, Eliatha, and Gedalti, and Ramamti Azur, Joshbekasha, Malathi, Hathur, and Mahazioth. All these were the sons of Haman, the king's seer, in the words of God to lift up the horn. And God gave to Haman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the hands of their father for a song in the house of the Lord with cymbals, psalteries, and harps for the service of the house of God according to the king's order to Asaph, Jeduthun, and Haman. So the number of them with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of the Lord, even all that were cunning, was 288. And they cast lots ward against ward, as well the small as the great, the teacher as the scholar. Now the first lot came forth for Asaph to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, who with his brethren and sons were 12. The third to Zakur, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The fourth to Isri, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The sixth to Bekiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The seventh to Jesharilah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The eighth to Jeshiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The ninth to Mataniah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. To the tenth of Shammai, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 11th to Azariel, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 13th to Shubael, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 14th to Mattathiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 15th to Jeremoth, he, his sons, his brethren were 12. The 16th to Hananiah, he, his sons, his brethren were 12. The 17th to Joshbekasha, he, his sons, his brethren were 12. The 18th to Hanani, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 19th to Melathi, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 20th to Eliatha, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 1 and 20th to Hathur, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 2 and 20th to Gedalatai, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 3 and 20th to Mahazioth, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 4th and 20th to Ramamtizer, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. That's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 25 reading. Now we're going to get into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 26 reading, all right? The book of 1 Chronicles chapter 26, here we go. Concerning the divisions of the porters of the Korahites was Meshelemiah, the son of Korah, of the sons of Asaph. And the sons of Meshelemiah were Zechariah, the firstborn Jediel, the second Zebadiah, the third Jethaniel, the fourth Elam, the fifth Jehohanan, the sixth Eloyanai, the seventh. Moreover, the sons of Obed-Edom were Shemaiah, the firstborn, Jehezabad, the second, Joah, the third, and Sakar, the fourth, and Nethanel, the fifth, Amiel, the sixth, Issachar, the seventh, Piuthai, the eighth, for God blessed him. Also unto Shemaiah, his son, were sons born that ruled throughout the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valor. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, and Raphael, and Obed, Elzabad, whose brethren were strong men, Elihu, and Samachiah. All these are the sons of Obed-Edom. They and their sons, all their brethren, able men for strength for the service, were 62 of Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brethren, strong men, 18. And Hassa, the children of Merari, had sons, Simri, the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him the chief, Hilkiah, the second, Tabaliah, the third, Zechariah, the fourth, and the sons and brethren of Hassa were 13. Among these were the divisions of the porters, even among the chief men, having wards one against another to minister in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots, as well as the small as the great, according to the house of their fathers, for every gate. And the lot eastward fell to Shelemiah. Then for Zechariah, his son, a wise counselor, they cast lots, and his lot came out northward to Obed-Edom, southward, and to his sons, the house of Asapim, to Shepim and Hassa. The lot came forth westward with the gate Shalekatheth, by the causeway of the going upward against ward, eastward were 6 Levites, northward for a day, southward for a day, toward Asapim, 2 and 2, and Partbar, westward for at the causeway, and 2 at the Parbar. These are the divisions of the porters among the sons of Korah, and among the sons of Merari, and of the Levites. Ahijah was over the treasures of the house of God, and over the treasures of the dedicated things, as concerned the sons of Laden, the sons of the Gershonite. Laden, chief fathers even of Laden, the Gershonite, were Jehali, the sons of Jehali, Zetham, and Joel his brother, which were over the treasures of the house of the Lord. Of the Amramites, and of the Izarites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, and Shebuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was ruler over the treasures, and his brethren by Elizar, Rehabiah, his son, and Jeshiah, and the son and his son, and Jeram, his son, and Zeshri, his son, and Shelemith, his son, which Shelemith and his brethren were over all the treasures of the dedicated things which David the king and the chief fathers, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the host had dedicated. Out of the spoils won in battles did they dedicate to maintain the house of the Lord. And all that Samuel the seer, and Saul the son of Kish, and Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zariah had dedicated, and whosoever had dedicated anything, it was under the hand of Shelomith, and of his brethren of the Izharites, and Shenaniah, and his sons were for the outward business over Israel, for officers and judges and of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brethren, men of valor, 1,700 were officers among them of Israel on his side, Jordan westward, in all his business of the Lord and in the service of the king. Among the Hebronites was Jerijah, the chief among, even among the Hebronites, according to the generations of his fathers, in the 40th year of the reign of David, they were sought for, and they were found among them mighty men of valor at Jazer of Gilead. And his brethren, men of valor, were 2,700 chief fathers, whom King David made rulers over the Reubenites, Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God and affairs of the king. So that's the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 26, reading. Now we're going to go into the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 27, reading, all right? The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 27. Here we go. Now the children of Israel, after their number, to wit, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds, and the officers that served the king in any matter of the courses, which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, of every course were 24,000. Over the first course for the first month was Jashabim, the son of Zabdiel. At his course were 24,000. Of the children of Perez was the chief of all the captains of the host of the, for the first month. And over the course of the second month was Dodai, an Ahahite. And of his course was Mikloth, also the ruler. And his course likewise were 24,000. The third captain of the host for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, a chief priest, and in his course were 24,000. Benaiah, who was mighty among the 30 and above the 30, and in his course was Amizabad, his son. The fourth captain of the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebadiah, his son after him, and in his course were 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shamhuth, the Izrahite, and in his course were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Arah, the son of Akish, the Tekoite, and in his course were 24,000. The seventh captain for the seventh month was Helez the Pelonite of the children of Ephraim, and his course were 24,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Sebekai, the Hushathite of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abizer, the Anatothite of the Benjamites, and in his course were 24,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Maharai, the Netophathite of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaiah, the Perathonite of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The 12th captain for the 12th month was Heldai, the Netophathite of Othniel, and in his course were 24,000. Furthermore, over the tribes of Israel, the ruler of the Reubenites was Elizur, the son of Jeshri, of the Simeonites, Shephatiah, the son of Maacah, of the Levites, Hashabiah, the son of Kumiel, Kimuel, of the Aaronites, Zadok of Judah, Elihu, one of the brethren of David of Issachar, Omri, the son of Michael, of Zebulun, Ishmaiah, the son of Obadiah, of Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azrael, of the children of Ephraim, Hoshea, the son of Azaziah, of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Padaiah, of the half-tribe of Manasseh, and Gilead, Ado, the son of Zechariah, of Benjamin, Jesael, the son of Abner, of Dan, Azareel, the son of Jeraham. These were the princes of the tribes of Israel. But David took not the number of them from 20 years and old and under, because the Lord had said he would increase Israel like to the stars of the heavens. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began a number, but he finished not, because there fell wrath for it against Israel. Neither was the number put into account in the account of the Chronicles of King David. And over the king's treasures was Asmaveth, the son of Adiel, and over the storehouses in the fields, and the cities, and in the villages, and in the castles was Jehonathan, the son of Uzziah, and over them that did the work of the field for tillage of the ground was Ezri, the son of Shalub. And over the vineyards was Shammai, the Ramathite, over the increase of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi, the Shifmite, and over the olive trees and sycamore trees that were in the low plains was Baal Hanan, the Gittite, and over the cellars of oil was Joash, and over the herds that fed in Sharon was the Wash Shatrai, the Sharonite, and over the herds that were in the valleys was Shaphat, the son of Adlai. Over the camels also was Abil, the Ishmaelite, and over the asses was Jediah, the Maronathite, and over the flocks was Jeziz, the Hagarite. All these were the rulers of the substance which was King David's. And Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe. And Jehiel, the son of Hashmoni, was with the king's sons. And Ahithophel was the king's counselor. And Hushai, the Archite, was the king's companion. And after Ahithophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and Abiathar. And the general of the king's army was Joab. That's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 27 reading. Now we're going to get into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 28 reading, all right? The book of 1 Chronicles chapter 28, here we go. And David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes, and the captains of the companies that ministered to the king by course, and the company, and the captains of the over the thousands, and captains over the hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possession of the king, and of his sons, with the officers, and with the mighty men, and with all the valiant men unto Jerusalem. Then David the king stood up upon his feet and said, "Hear me, my brethren, and my people. As for me, I had in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and for the footstool of our God, and had made ready for the building. But God said unto me, Thou shalt not build a house for my name, because thou hast been a man of war and hast shed blood. Howbeit, the Lord God of Israel chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he hath chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father. And among the sons of my father, he liked me to make me king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for the Lord hath given me many sons, he hath chosen Solomon, my son, to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. And he said unto me, Solomon, thy son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Moreover, I will establish his kingdom forever, if he be constant to do my commandments and my judgments, as at this day. Now, therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of the Lord, and in the audience of our God, keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord your God, that ye may possess the good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch and of the houses thereof, and of the treasuries thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner part, the inner parlors thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat. And the pattern of all that he had by the spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, and of all the chambers round about, and of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things, also for the courses of the priests and the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the vessels of service in the house of the Lord. He gave of gold by weight for things of gold, for all instruments of all manner of service, silver also for all instruments of silver by weight, for all instruments of every kind of service, even the weight for the candlesticks of gold, and for their lamps of gold by weight, for every candlestick and for the lamps thereof, and for the candlesticks of silver by weight, both for the candlestick and also for the lamps thereof, according to the use of every candlestick. And by the weight he gave gold for the tables of showbread, for every table, and likewise silver for the tables of silver, also pure gold for the flesh hooks and the bowls and the cups, and for the golden basins. He gave gold by weight for every basin, and likewise silver by weight for every basin of silver, and for the altar of incense refined by gold by weight, and gold for the pattern of the chariot of the cherubims that spread out their wings, and the covered the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All this said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me even all the works of this pattern. And David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage, and to do it, fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work of the service of the house of the Lord. And behold, the courses of the priests and the Levites, even they shall be with thee for all the service of the house of God. And there shall be with thee for all manner of workmanship, every willing, skillful man for any manner of service, also the princes and all the people will be holy at thy commandment. All right, so that's the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 28 reading. All right, now we're going to get into the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 29 reading. All right, and this is the last chapter of the 1 Chronicles, okay? So let us finish it up. We're going to wrap up this, all right? 1 Chronicles chapter 29, here we go. Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones and stones to be set, glistering stones, and of divers colors, and all manner of precious stones and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given into the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, to overlay the walls of the houses withal, the gold for the things of gold, and for the silver for the things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers, and who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of the Israel, and the captains of the thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly, and gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents, and 10,000 drams of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasures of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jehiel, the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after the sort? For all things come of thee, and of thy house have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee, and sojourners as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord our God, all the store that we have prepared to build thee an house for thy holy name cometh of thy hand, and is all thy own. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy thy people with the present here to offer willingly unto thee. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the hearts of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee, and give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for which I have made provision. And David said to all the congregation, now bless the Lord your God. And all the congregation blessed the Lord God of their fathers, and bowed down their heads, and worshiped the Lord and the King. And they sacrifices unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings unto the Lord on the morrow after that day, even 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel, and did eat and drink before the Lord on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon the son of David king the second time, and anointed him unto the Lord to be the chief governor, and Zadok to be priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him, and all the princes, and all the mighty men, and all the sons likewise of King David submitted themselves unto Solomon the king. And the Lord magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him such royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. Thus David the son of Jesse reigned over all Israel, and the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned in Hebron, he in Hebron, and 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. He died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his stead. Now the acts of David the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, and in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of Gad the seer, with all his reign and his might, and the times that went over him, and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the countries. Yeah, that is the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 29 reading. All right, and that's a good reading right there, you know, to revisit the bloodlines and the lineages, the family ties, the family trees, the DNA, and also to revisit the kingship that Israel had, and how much God was pouring out royalty and majesty and honor and riches and wealth upon his people, and power and might and battle over the enemies and victories and everything. You know, we serve an abundant, awesome creator. Amen. We serve a God who does way more than we could think, imagine, exceedingly abundantly. Amen. So that's the book of First Chronicles reading. We will get more. We will get into the second book of Chronicles reading on the next episode of the Bible reading series. I love going through each book of the Bible. There's always something you can learn to get out of it. That's how powerful the word is. And it's interesting reading the 29th chapter, because it talked about the book of Samuel, which we ran through, Samuel 1st and 2nd. But then it said the book of Nathan, the prophet, and the book of Gad. And the book of Nathan, the book of Gad, is not in the like traditional 66 chapter Bibles. And if you look up like lost books of the Bibles on apps on your phone, it's not there neither. So it just shows you that there's so much things of the Bible that we still don't even know about yet. There's so much books beyond just the Genesis to Revelations, and like Second Esdras, the book of Jasher, the book of Enoch, like all those things as well. So there's so much more books we don't even know about. There's so much more wisdom that we don't even know about that's in literature for us. Amen. But We have to keep seeking God's face. We have to keep asking the Lord for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, you know, because there's so much things we have to be always learning people. We cannot have that prideful, haughty, know-it-all spirit. We cannot walk around thinking we know everything. So we don't know up from down now, I'm telling you. We need to stay in this word and really keep humbling ourselves and keep learning. Amen. Because there's always so much to learn throughout the Old Testament, the New Testament, through the law, such as the commandments, through the stories, through the gospel. There's always something to learn. All right. So let us always be forever learning people. Amen. I seek and ask the Lord for wisdom. So there you have it, y'all. All right. That's the book of First Chronicles reading. All right. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the hope for humanity. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam. He is the advocate, the almighty, true, living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel, the Eternal Life, the Everlasting Father, the Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and the Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn of all creation. Excuse me, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Hearer of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the Hope of Glory, the Horn of Salvation, the I Am, the Image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal, the King of Israel, Amen, He is the King of Kings, Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yehosha, Yahawashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom. Yes, yes, Elohim, the consuming fire. He is the sustainer, the sufficient one, the name above all names, the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Yes, yes, He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. Hallelujah. The consuming fire. Mm-hmm. The Father of the fatherless, the Father of lights, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. Merciful Creator. Tenderhearted God we serve. Amen. Slow to anger. Amen. He is slow to anger. Hallelujah. Angry with the wicked every day. The Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the government rests on his shoulders, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God. Hosanna, Hosanna, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness. Make a straight way for the Lord, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the one's going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. Yes, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrector. Yes, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One. Yes, the perfect example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham, the Son of God, the Son of the Blessed, the Son of Man, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey Him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders rejected. His throne is established on justice and righteousness, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. All authority, servanty, and judgment and power has gone to Him. Amen. He is the true vine, the truth, the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Yehosha, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Yeshua, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Elohim, the word of the consuming fire, the word of the true and living God. Amen. Yes, yes, there you have it, y'all. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. His Son is just way too awesome. Amen. He definitely is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. And the authority and the power in the name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, loved, forgiven, embraced, new creature in Christ, born again, new mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, get up and walk. Your health is healed. Your temple is restored. Jesus healed you from childhood trauma. Jesus healed you from being bullied. Jesus healed you from manipulation. He healed you from abuse. He healed you. Amen. Amen. Only he could restore you. Only the Lord can do it. With God, all things are possible. Keep your eyes on the prize, people. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it. That is the word for today. So we went all the way from the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 12 all the way to the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Finished it out. Amen. So we will definitely continue the Bible reading series on 2 Chronicles. And then we'll also go into, I believe this weekend, we'll go more into the news roundup and then the church note. And then onward with the word. Amen. With the washing of the word, man. Got to be forever learning people. Amen. Man, there's so much going on in the world, but y'all got to stay strong and hang in there. Be patient, amen. Cry out to him, man. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to him, man. Do not try to hide your vulnerability or your weaknesses toward the Lord, man. God sees it all, man. Cry out to him, amen. Yes, yes, he is near to the brokenhearted, amen. He came to heal the brokenhearted. He came to set the captives free, amen. Preach good tidings, amen. Come on, y'all. So there you have it, y'all. I pray to God that whoever listens, man, I pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life over from the Most High. I pray that you change your life and you turn from your ways. And I pray that the Lord keeps doing miraculous things in your life. He gives you more miracles, more signs, more wonders, more confirmation, more power, his light, his love, his mercy, his grace, his presence all over you. And I pray that you allow God to use you for his glory and his kingdom. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. What I love to do as we close out is do this priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.